The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
Climate change is a global issue. Every country in the world is being affected by this phenomenon. As a result, in 1992, several countries signed on to an international treaty, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, to cooperatively consider what they could do to limit the effects and cope with the impacts of climate change. At the heart of the response to climate change is the need to reduce the emission of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere through the burning of fossil fuels. So what is being done under the Convention on Climate Change is that industrialized countries are committing to implement quantified emission targets for 2020, while developing countries will be crafting nationally appropriate mitigation actions to reduce their emissions by 2020. Just recently, a United Nations Climate Change Conference was held in Bonn, Germany, to discuss the 2020 emission reduction targets. Jamaica was represented by senior technical officers in the Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Dr. Orville Gray and Gerald Lindo. Today, they talk with us about the agreement.
We're looking forward to having a climate agreement in place that's going to help us to arrest the problems that we're seeing where climate is concerned. Looking for something that is going to be ambitious in terms of action. So that is relating to what it is that parties will be doing to reduce greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere. And we want to ensure ambitious action is taken before and after 2020.
Senior Technical Officer in charge of climate change adaptation, Dr. Orville Gray. The agreement is also seeking to facilitate the creation of a strong legal framework with clear rules.
This is because we want to ensure that there is clear understanding of who needs to do what and by what time, so that we can have an agreement in place that is actually going to be meaningful and make a difference to climate actions on the ground.
Senior Technical Officer in charge of mitigation, Gerald Lindo, says the agreement is comprehensive and covers various areas to address climate change in all its forms.
It has sections on mitigation, how will the world go about cutting its emissions. It has sections on adaptation, what will be the global framework for countries adapting. Sections on finance, how support is going to go. Sections on loss and damage, how do you make people whole for losses, permanent losses due to slow onset events and also disasters.
So far, countries have put in their intended nationally determined contributions, INDCs, to cut emissions. Though Jamaica doesn't produce and emit a large volume of greenhouse gases, we'll be focusing on reducing emissions from the energy sector.
We're going to be counting up what our energy policy will be from 2009 to 2030, what changes we're going to be making in our energy mix, and how those changes will result in less emissions over time. Within about a month and a half, we should be able to say how much emissions we as Jamaica are going to be avoiding by changing out our old generations for either new conventional forms or renewable energy.
Jamaica is already taking a very proactive and a very forward-facing action in terms of trying to show that it can be done, even by the very smallest of countries that do not have any significant footprint.
Senior Technical Officer in charge of climate change adaptation in the Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Dr. Orville Gray, and before him, Senior Technical Officer in charge of mitigation, Gerald Lindo. As a small island developing state, Jamaica is highly susceptible to the impacts of climate change. This agreement therefore provides a meaningful and long-term plan to ensure our country can adapt to the impacts already being felt and those to come.
Join us again next time on Climate Change Jamaica's Story as we talk about the Climate Change Division, their role and responsibility.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.